This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right. Welcome to the Hoosier Huddle podcast. I'm Sammy Jacobs. Along with me is Jeremy Gray. We're going to talk about the Indiana spring football event coming up on Saturday, April 15th. Now, I know the weather changes by the minute in Indiana, but if you've looked ahead as I have, it looks like a pretty spectacular day. Jeremy, this is the first IU spring game, I believe, since 2019. What went into the decision of bringing the spring game back and having it of this format with fans and a tailgate and just being a little bit more interactive than it has in the past?
Yeah, and this will be the first of kind of many touch points in the off season for fans to engage with our football program. You know, we met as a staff and thought about things that we could do better or maybe improve upon. And I think it's really important for Indiana football, as the crowds have been objectively much better over the last 2 years, to maintain that momentum, not rest on our laurels, and continue to try to draw the best crowds that we can. And that it's important to be forward facing with that and bringing back some semblance, not necessarily of a spring game, but a large spring event that is open to the public, we thought was an important step. And, you know, we feel like it's time to maybe, you know, refresh some things with the operations around the program, not necessarily within the program, but around the program. And, you know, engaging with the fans in the middle of the spring before the leave of the summer, we thought was a good thing.
Yeah, one of the tricky things about spring football at Indiana has been the Little 500. I remember as a student, they've had it the weekend of the Little 500. They've had it the Friday night before. There was always issues. I wouldn't say issues, but there's always, do we do it? Do we make it a part of Little 5 weekend? Do we do it separately? What's the best way? Because, you know, the student body, as we all know, is very invested, we'll say, into the Little 500 festivities. You know, you had Easter weekend this weekend. What goes into picking a weekend for a spring event?
You know, it's interesting with the two revenue sports at IU, there's two large events with these types of events that we've had these conversations on. So with interest, it's prepare it up with homecoming or make it separate. And for the spring football game, since I started working here in 2002, it's been what to do about Little Five. And we have found that a lot of the people who want to come to the spring football game fall into two categories. So one would be, you know, the Sammy Jacobs of the world, diehard IU football fans who are dying to see the team play. And then the other large group would be kind of family season ticket holders that love the atmosphere and camaraderie that comes with Indiana football, want to support the team, want to meet the players on the team. And we have, you know, started to feel that separating it from Little Five is probably a smart thing to do. Also, it's difficult, you know, with sharing parking lots with Little Five activities, and then there's concerts in the middle of the week. The city's just kind of logistically difficult Little Five week for a variety of reasons. And so making it the week before, where we think we're going to have good weather and it looks great for next week, I think that was how we found the target. We also know that Tom and the staff would not really want to do anything that way on Easter Sunday weekend. So we kind of knew that we didn't want Little Five, we didn't want Easter Sunday weekend, and that next weekend was going to really hit the sweet spot for the program.
Yeah, it does. It falls, like you said, in between Easter and the Little Five weekend. Take us through some of the activities that you'll have for fans. It said there's a tailgate, a meet and greet. What should fans expect on Saturday when they come down to Bloomington?
So the basic timeline, the gates open at 11 o'clock. And when we mean gates to get actually in the stadium, not the parking lots. The concessions will be open right away. There'll be a Hoosier Carnival on Sample Terrace. That's, you know, flip games, carnival games, face painter giveaways, photo ops with the old brass platoon. So Mark Deal is definitely going to go to work as the curator of the brass platoon. Photo ops with the Women's Basketball Big Ten Championship Trophy. So that's the fan-friendly part, you know, is the Hoosier Carnival. And then, you know, from 11 to 12:30, you're going to see the Indiana football practice. And it won't be a running through tires and up-downs type practice. It'll be scripted plays. So you'll get to see the players, you know, reps. And there will be a meet and greet with the team on the field afterwards. You know, it's kind of the Facebook portion of the event where people can get their picture taken with the Rock, be on the field. You know, if you bring a small football, no one's going to get mad at you if you, you know, run a go route into the end zone, throw the ball in the field a little bit. And Coach Allen's actually going to address the crowd. And we also are always looking to sell tickets. So you can speak with ticket office staff while you're there about purchasing 2023 Indiana football season tickets. We love ticket packages. We love single game ticket sales, but we love season ticket holders, not only because we're guaranteed to have tickets sold for all of the home games, but also it helps in budgeting and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, being a season ticket holder is a great benefit to the football program and the athletic department overall. So we are going to be trying to sell tickets there as well.
One of the other things now that athletic departments have to plan for, I know you can't be directly involved with it, but is NIL. Are there going to be opportunities to, you know, NIL opportunities for players and then for fans to get, you know, they did a great job with the jerseys for men's and women's basketball. Is there going to be an opportunity to say, get a Jalen Lucas jersey or, you know, my pick for a sleeper this year, Cameron Perry, t-shirt or jersey?
Absolutely. Campus Inc. has been a great partner to our student athletes. And, you know, those jersey sales should be taking place. And I think fans will have plenty of opportunity to support. You know, it's amazing. Women's basketball, maybe more so than any other, you kind of could see it take over like wildfire. You go to a women's basketball game, you'd have a pocket of fans in a Grace Berger jersey. You'd have a pocket of fans in the Mackenzie Holmes jersey, both of which would be predictable. But then you'd see, you know, 25 fans in Sarah Scalia jerseys too. So this is of great benefit. And, you know, we need to be aggressive in the NIL space and give our players opportunities to cash in on their name, image, and likeness.
Yeah, my wife has a Sydney Parrish jersey. A lot of thought went into it of how long she's going to be here. You know, you're investing some money into a jersey. There is some philosophies behind it as well. But it was very cool to see, and it was a great run by the women's team and the men's team this year. Not as far as we both would have liked, but it was a fun, probably the most fun winter season that we've had in the last, you know, 5-6 years for both programs. Jeremy, any other highlights that you want to point out for this spring football event?
Yeah, I actually blew one of the big ones here in my diatribe. So at 11 o'clock, there's also a free big indoor tailgate party. That's in the Tobias Nutrition Center. That's just that's the fancy food area. You enter from the south end and you can go in there and there's an indoor tailgate party. So they'll have things to eat, stuff to do, and get ready to watch the team. And I'm excited for the season. There's a quarterback battle going on. And I think there's a variety of good options there. Like you say, I think we've got an electric performer and IU fans really gravitate to electric performers. You know, I'm definitely showing my age. And I don't want to put him in this category yet, but, you know, whether it's Antoine Randall-El, James Hardy, Anthony Thompson, Vaughn Dunbar, it seems like Jalen Lucas is going to fit that bill and going to be really exciting to watch. And, you know, you think the defense will get better and, you know, some improved offensive line play as well.
Yeah, it's one of the seasons where it's probably the most excited I've been preseason you know, going into spring because of the unknowns. You have a quarterback battle that is really even right now. You have a lot of new faces from the transfer portal. You bring in Bob Bostad on the offensive line as well. It's finally like you could talk about things and people are allowed to have other opinions, like, because you don't know what's going to happen. So it's probably the most excited I've gone into a season. And then you have a game with Louisville up at Lucas Oil Stadium, which is, you know, is hopefully, are you guys running that? Or is, because I know the Ball State games, it was a lot of the Ball State ops, and it just felt like you were playing in a movie theater at times. But
it did have that feel. We loved it because it was a Ball State home game, but it was played in Indianapolis, where, you know, there's hundreds of thousands of Indiana alums. But yeah, I would not, you know, compare the atmosphere there to, you know, the Ali Frazier fights of the 70s. Yes, we will be helping out, you know, run those games at Lucas Oil, and, you know, hopefully it's going to be a great atmosphere. It should be, you know, a great downtown Indianapolis event. I think it's fun for IU to travel up to kind of its second city in Indianapolis and be a lot of fun to play Louisville there. And, you know, hopefully we knock them off.
Yeah, it's one of several swing games this season. If you look at the schedule with Louisville, you think about Michigan State game, Michigan State and Purdue at the end of the season. It's just, I am a college football junkie. So it does not matter who's playing, where they're playing. It's all about the atmosphere. It's all about, you know, having fun, seeing a guy like Jalen Lucas. And we've seen I remember watching Antonio Brown against IU. Now, he wasn't very friendly to the students, and we weren't friendly back to him. But that was one of the things, if you're a football fan, you go, yeah, I saw Antonio Brown play at Central Michigan. People say, cool. The same with T.Y. Hilton and the Colts. And you know, you saw him play against Louisville when he was at FIU.
Randy Moss play at Marshall. I mean, there's quality college football, you know, everywhere. And, you know, in my mind, it is only behind the NFL as America's second favorite sport. There's all this talk about the NBA and Major League Baseball, and I like both things, but they're not close to college football. And that gap is widening. It's a national session, and it's great. You know, I mean, I love our football Saturdays. We play at noon. We're done at 4. I go get something to eat. And all of a sudden it's 2 o'clock in the morning and I'm still watching Pac-12 games. So, you know, I'm into it too.
Yeah. Well, we might have to watch Pac-12 on the little TV screens at the gas station on stadium or whatever here soon. So if you see Jeremy Gray over by the Speedway in Bloomington watching Cal Stanford or one of those games, don't be worried. He's just getting his Pac-12 after dark on. Jeremy, talk about next season a little bit. I know it's early on things. Are there things that fans should look ahead to be excited about that are kind of off the field, not necessarily the product on the field?
So there's been, off the field things, there have been some improvements, you know, in recent years. Beer and wine sales, I think, being a whopper of one. I do think things in the student section are stronger than they have been in the past, bringing a DJ to the stadium. I think there have been some very important inroads. We're really looking to revamp and improve our video board show for next year. And I think people think that means just the intro video. It just means all sorts of elements throughout, because it does have a massive outsized impact on the environment. And I know I'm being coy here. There are going to be some substantial improvements that I'm not at liberty to discuss yet. But we're excited to maybe change some things around the stadium that will have an immediate impact on the atmosphere.
Yeah, it definitely has gotten better over the years. I remember as a student, both ends were open, and while it wreaked havoc on some games, like the Iowa 2006 game with the wind and missing a few kicks, the stadium is now up to Big Ten standards. The band has gotten better over the last few years, and you know, a credit to the student section, because they've been out the last since 2020, since they missed that season, they've been out in full force basically the entire season, and maybe some new traditions starting there with the shirts off third quarter whatever that was. So
the best traditions are the ones that start organically. And you know, we've tried to start some traditions and some of them held, like the victory flag, which I think is a great tradition. Some of them haven't, and I'm not going to talk about our greatest misses because I was maybe responsible for some of those, but the organic ones and the guys with the shirts off waving the shirts, it's a thing, rain or shine.
It was, and those are, they're a lot of fun things and things like that. So hopefully football season will be here. I don't want to wish away the Yankee season and baseball, and IU baseball and IU softball season are going very well. I know there's a couple of exciting games this past weekend over at the BART. But football season is definitely my favorite time of year. You get back on campus, you see people you haven't seen for 6-9 months and things like that. So Jeremy, thank you for joining us. And you know, we'll look forward to the IU spring football Saturday from 11 to 1 on Saturday, April 15th in Bloomington at Memorial Stadium. Now you're going to enter on the south side of the stadium, right, for that indoor tailgate and things like that.
South side for the indoor tailgate, east side and south side gates will open. Do not go in on the west side.
All right. Well, Jeremy, thank you for joining us, and we look forward to seeing what you guys have put together for the spring football event, and we'll look forward to your announcements on what you can't talk about right now, later in the future, about the upcoming football season. So we appreciate your time.
Hey, Sammy, first of all, thank you to Hoosier Huddle and you for kind of beating the drum for Indiana football 12 months a year. And there is nothing like a college football Saturday. And, you know, there's a special basketball tradition here, but it's not the same as the full weekend event that a college football game is. And you maybe realize that more than most fans and people who cover the team, and really appreciate all that you've done for IU football. And I can't wait to be out there, too.